It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Is the Supreme Court stirring itself to do what it was established to do, which is to say, act as the last bulwark against governmental encroachment upon the proper functioning of the Constitution? Have they at last taken notice of a hyperpartisan and abusive Department of Justice? Two current cases suggest that possibility. The first is Fisher v. United States. The High Court is considering the way in which January 6th defendants are being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Joseph Fisher, the named appellant in the appeal to the Supreme Court of a lower court ruling, is a proxy for more than 150 individuals who were charged in the wake of the Capitol riot of January 6th, 2021. Fisher et al. Are charged by DOJ with obstruction of an official proceeding under the Sarbanes-Oxley financial crimes law that was passed in the wake of the collapse of Enron in 2001. They face up to 20 years in prison. Fisher argues that the DOJ impermissibly stretched the Sarbanes-Oxley statute to cover a crime it was never supposed to cover, so as to maximize the punishment of January 6th defendants. At least some of the Supremes are taking notice. During oral arguments, Justice Neil Gorsuch asked the Solicitor General representing the DOJ, quote, would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison? That question was intended to call attention to Democratic Congressman Jamal Brown, who did just that to delay a vote he knew his side was going to lose. Brown was not prosecuted. Gorsuch's question thus also highlighted the difference in prosecutorial treatment by the DOJ as determined by one's party affiliation. In Trump v. United States, the former president asserts immunity for acts taken while in office. The acts in immediate question have to do with Trump's objections to irregularities that he and many others allege altered the outcome of the 2020 election. The government alleges that Trump's vociferous objections incited the events of January 6th and that he should therefore be held criminally liable. As to immunity, DOJ argues that the motivations of the president should determine if those acts are immune, and further research, the DOJ should have sole discretion to define presidential motivation. Justice Samuel Alito questions such sweeping DOJ discretion, quote, given its history of abusive partisan prosecutions, end quote. Of apparent concern is the increasing proclivity by a deeply politicized and highly partisan Department of Justice for using its prosecutorial power to corral, stifle, and silence political opposition. Presidents make decisions every day. Motivations for those decisions are varied and complicated and almost never cut and dried. Any decision can be second-guessed. Trump's lawyers argue that presidents would be effectively paralyzed by the constant fear that such ex post facto second-guessing by a politically hostile DOJ could lead to prosecution upon leaving office. That would gut the presidency. Based on what we've seen at oral arguments, it appears that the Supreme Court has at last taken notice of these very real constitutional concerns. It's about time. Decisions in both cases will come this summer. Buckle up. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, I would like for you to put me to the test. Go see for yourself if what I've been telling you is the real deal. After work during the week or in the afternoon on a Saturday or like this evening, take yourself and your spouse or some friends to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Go inside, ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. I am recommending the just released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Tell them I sent you, and of course, your first taste is on me. Then grab a glass or a bottle of your favorite, maybe pick up a light bite to eat, and then repair to the covered patio that overlooks some of the most gorgeous real estate in East Texas. Sit, sip, relax, enjoy, and come to understand why Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.